It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message in from one of our listeners over the weekend, and I want to read it to you. And this is going to annoy some of you, I know, particularly if you are a stay-at-home mom. And if you are, I would love to hear from you on 085 825 2626. Here's what this message says. Hey lads, can you talk about this on your show, please? I'm a working mother, and every day at 2:30, I take a break from my job to go and get my daughter to bring her to after school club. Every day, the same mothers stand there at the gates in their gym clothes, talking about their yoga classes and coffee dates from the morning. I understand when kids are young why mammies want to stay at home, but when the kids are older and are actually in school and more independent, I can't understand why any woman wouldn't look at returning to work. I think a lot of these mothers, not all, lack ambition and motivation. Like, do they not get bored? Other than the kids, they have nothing else. It's a lack of substance in their lives, if that makes sense. It's 2025, not 1950 anymore. Like I said, I just can't understand it. And that is from one of our listeners who doesn't want to be named, so I won't name that person. Which is not the most libelous thing that's ever been said on this podcast, but basically what this lady, I have to give her a name.
She's afraid of being caught outside the school gates.
Oh, right, okay. I'll call her Lisa, okay? So mm-hmm. We'll call her Lisa just for argument's sake. And she said, I think a lot of these mothers, not all, lack ambition and motivation. Like, do they not get bored? Other than the kids, they've nothing else. It's a lack of substance in their lives, if that makes sense. It's 2025, not 1950 anymore. Now, to me, that smacks of a word that I use regularly on this show, begrudgery. Mm. This woman begrudges these mothers who have been able to work their lives in such a way that they can stay at home.
Yeah. Look, I stayed at home with my children when they were young because obviously we were made redundant at the time, and it gave me an extra bit of time at home with my daughter, who was only 6-7 months old at the time. And it's really hard to leave young kids. It's being a stay-at-home mother is so much harder than being a working mom. That's for certain. But when the kids are older and go to school, I'm not saying the women lack ambition and motivation. I definitely wouldn't be that staunch about it. But if you have the time, I think it is nice to have something for yourself. Your own money.
Could you ever see yourself staying at home?
No.
Why?
Because I love my job. I love my kids, but I love my job. But now I'm also in a very, very, very lucky position that a lot of people aren't, that I have a full-time job that which requires me to only be in the office, you know, till lunchtime every day, which means I can be there for my kids, or, you know, I can pop in here. So I'm very, very lucky in that sense. I could do a lot of work from home. But you know yourself, I could be working at 10 o'clock in the evening, 11 o'clock. If there's a news story coming in, I'll be up and I'll be on it.
Okay, when I was younger, my mom stayed at home. Mm-hmm. All my friends had mm-hmm. all their mammies at home. And I think it's a great thing for a woman to do, and not just women, some men do it as well. I think it's a brilliant thing for a woman to put her children first, to decide that nothing is more important.
I think that's slightly unfair, and I think...
Why?
Because you're saying it's for a woman to put her children first, then you're implying that mothers who work aren't putting their children first.
I think if you stay at home and you decide to devote your time to your children, mm-hmm. to give them constant round-the-clock care, I think that's admirable. I think it's absolutely admirable. And I think...
So what about
I think we've lost a little something, and don't take this the wrong way, we've lost a little something by not having mammies around. Like I said, when we were kids, my mammy was...
Back into the kitchen, girls.
No, that's not what I'm saying. My mammy was around for us all day, every day. She was always there for us.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic when kids are very young, I think it is important.
I'm talking about when we were 7, 8, 9, 10. My mom only went back to work when we were teenagers.
I definitely, when the kids are smaller, it's very important. And I will never, like, me being made redundant at the time, actually, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened, because, like I said, it afforded me an extra year or 2 years to be at home with my kids when they were really small. Was going back to work hard. It really was mentally preparing myself. But once I got back in, and like that, at the job I was doing at the time when I went back, I was only doing half days. But it's something I feel that's just for you. Because being in the house is hard. It's a hard... I take my hat off to any mother who stays at home and does that, because it's a hard job. It's much easier to go in and sit in an office and, you know, drink a coffee while it's still hot. And
okay, but let me ask you then, as a working mom, would you not prefer to be able to walk out of work and stay at home with your kids?
No.
No?
No. No. My job is very important to me. Mike, I adore my children, but my job is very important to me. It's my career.
So then the implication is...
But now, don't forget, I'm there to collect my kids every day from school.
No, so which is great.
I have a luxury that a lot of working mothers don't have. Mm-hmm. So I'm very lucky. If it was a full time, if it was a case that I was in 9 to 5, I wouldn't be able to do it. There's no way. I wouldn't do a job that would mean that I'd be gone that long every day.
Okay, so this lady, we're calling her Lisa. She says, I take a break from my job to go and get my daughter to bring her to after school club. Every day, the same mothers stand there at the gates in their gym clothes talking about their yoga classes and coffee dates from that morning. To me, that sounds like begrudgery. And it also concerns me a little bit, just even to hear that she takes a break from work to go and collect the child from place A to place B and heads back to work again.
What I think probably
to me, she
working at home probably, and she's collecting the child from local school.
Maybe, but it strikes me as begrudgery to begrudge these women having that luxury.
Well,
suppose
I don't agree with begrudging anybody anything, but from what I lacking ambition and motivation. Well, let's be honest. Not some mothers stay at home because they genuinely want to stay at home and they want to be there for the kids, and that is. You know, that's their choice or whatever. You're giving up your life to look after your kid, and that's admirable. But there are women out there who just will never want to work. Well, like, there's men out there who won't want to work.
Is that what you see these women as?
No, not all. Like, I just...
So, hang on. What Lisa is saying as well, the implication is, if you decide to stay at home, you're looking for the life of Riley, a DOS life.
No, it's no DOS life staying at home with young kids.
No, that's exactly the point. So
it's so hard. But once the kids are a bit older and have a bit more independence, I just don't understand how somebody wouldn't want to dip the toe or to... Because staying at home as well, not only...
So what you're saying is get up off your arse and go back to work.
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with, like, calling all... Now, I do think there are a portion of lazy people in society who will never work.
Do you not think children benefit in any way from having one parent at home all the time?
I think when they're young, I think it's important, which is why I make...
Like, how young is young?
Until maybe they start school.
But after that, if they're in school, then that's it. You should go back to work.
For me, it's important to have a career, because it's also being at home, a stay-at-home parent can be very lonely. Unless you have, like, other friends who are stay-at-home mothers and they're kind of around constantly and they're not doing anything. I used to find the days very long because you're on your own with kids who are...
But they're your kids that you worship the ground they walk on.
I understand that, but it is a lonely job being a stay-at-home mother. When you go into an office and you're talking to people, you know, you're adulting, as they say, you're making your own money, you've something to focus on. Like, so I'll get my kids from school every day, I'll go home, I'll have lunch with my kids, I'll do their homework with them, blah, blah, blah. And then in the evening, I'll kind of literally just have the computer in front of me, I'll be working away, they'll watch a movie beside me, and I can have the best of both worlds. So I'm lucky, but I don't, if it was a 9 to 5.
But again, if you had the financial wherewithal to be able to stay at home with your kids, you still wouldn't.
No, I want a career.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, it's all about a message that we got from a lady called Lisa. And she's basically saying, I understand when kids are very young why mammies want to stay at home, but when their kids are at school, which is what Katie just said a second ago, I can't understand why a woman wouldn't return to work. I think a lot of these mothers lack ambition and motivation. Do they not get bored? Other than the kids, they have nothing else. It's a lack of substance in their lives, if that makes sense. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Dave just did.
It's crack, lads. Bound to be a lively one today. Yeah, just for all those people who are going to be talking about how being a stay-at-home mother is a, it's an easy job and people are lazy and blah, 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 blah. I used to be one of those people. And then I became a stay-at-home parent. And I'm telling you right now, being a stay-at-home parent is the hardest fucking job anyone will ever do, man or woman. Like, I saw in your post there, they're talking about, you know, the mothers in their gym clothes. Yeah, they probably go to the gym when the kids go to school, because that's the only time during the fucking day they have to go to the gym. People seem to think, oh, once the kids are off in school, everything is fine, they're sitting on their ass. No. There's houses to be cleaned. There's clothes to be washed, dried, folded, put away. Things to be organized, particularly if you live with a bunch of small kids. Anyone who thinks you can just clean your house once and then you're done is fucking deluded. So, no. Being a stay-at-home parent, and another thing as well, and only for the fact that I went back to my old job, I'd probably still be unemployed at the moment. Getting a job where your kids are in school, I thought would be easy. It is not. When you mention to a potential employer that you have kids in school, a lot of time you will not get hired, because you can only go in for a certain amount of time a day. It's not easy to find a job local, particularly if you live in rural. And how many jobs are going to employ a person who might get a call in the middle of their shift that they have to go? Like, again, me, perfect example. I haven't done a full week of work since July, because every week I've had to take time off because when the kids were sick, or there's been an appointment, or creche is closed. So to all those small brain gobshites who think single parents stay-at-home parents have an easier job just because you go and work all day, try it. Swap with your other half. Stay at home for a week and you'll be singing from a different hymn sheet. And again, I know this because I was one of those people. I thought it'd be a piece of piss. I thought it'd be easy. It is not easy. It is hard. It is isolating. It is lonely. And you get no fucking thanks for the work that you do. I really do understand why women of a particular, vintage in Ireland grow to be old, bitter, angry old bitches.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Eddie, what do you make of Lisa's message that women who decide to stay at home, particularly when the kids are in school, lack ambition, lack motivation, she can't understand why they just don't get up off their arse and go back to work?
Firstly, I'd like to say Dave's message was spot on.
Absolutely.
He's living that life. The fourth thing I thought when I read that earlier on, three things popped into my head, right? One, she's a nosy bitch. Doesn't concern you, keep out of it. Two, she seems very jealous, right? And three, she's very judgmental. She's now thinking, how can they live that life and I have to work my bollocks off and go to work, right? They might have a husband or a partner that has a good job so they can afford to live on one wage, so they can stay at home and raise the kids. And for to say they've no ambition, like Dave said, staying at home parent is the toughest gig out there, but it's also the most rewarding. You're there for all their first steps, their first words, their sick, birthdays, appointments, the whole nine yards. And if you go back to work, then all of a sudden you're paying a childminder or a creche, and that second wage is eaten up
but that's
by someone else minding
said
your kids.
Kids are young, but when kids are in school, right, let's say kids are in school 5, 6, 7 hours a day some days, if they, I don't know, but around 6 hours, I say, average a day. Like, that's, somebody could go out and have a part-time job in that time, and, you know, a local, if there's someone looking for work locally, they can, you know. If someone is sitting at home, let's say sitting at home watching TV all day, right? Let's say a mother drops her kids to go to school and she's going home sitting at home all day watching TV. That's not really a stay-at-home mother.
But they're not doing that. They have a great work-life balance. The husband's going out working. They drop the kids in school. They go for a coffee date. They go for a bit of me time, because being a parent is nearly 24 hours, right? So they're having a bit of me time, going to the gym. And then they're coming back, they're collecting the kids, they're making meals, they're doing homework, they're doing chores. I think a woman's just very bitter, because she's thinking, they've got it down, they've got it working, and I don't.
There's a bit of a narrative here that I don't like, that working mums in particular, and dads don't seem to get it, are cold because we didn't choose to stay at home with our kids. Because for various reasons, some of us want a career, some of us can't afford it, blah, 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 whatever the reason is. There is a mentality or a perception here that women who don't stay at home with their kids are cold, or women who value their careers are cold. You can do both.
How can you do both?
I do both.
You're lucky because of the hours you work. You're very lucky because of the hours you work.
If I didn't have those hours, I would choose to be at home with my kids, because right now they're...
Everyone is dealt the same hand, Kate. You know, people's circumstances differ. So for some people, it's financially better off you staying at home and you raising your children than going to work and giving that extra wage to a child minor or a creche.
No,
upbringing.
Katie, I did ask you a question. If you had the financial wherewithal, would you want to be at home with your kids? In other words, if you didn't have to work.
If I won the lotto in the morning, well, if I won 2 million, that's a bit different. But if I won 100 grand in the morning, I could take a couple of years off work. Would I do it? No, I wouldn't take the time off because I'm in a job that allows me to be both. But this idea that women who want a career and want kids and can't have both, that's wrong. You can have both. You can make
it work. I think you'd be in the minority there, Katie, if you were to do a poll. There'd be a lot of women that would prefer to raise their own kids than have a stranger do it if they had the financial wherewithal.
I don't have a stranger raising my kids, so maybe that's where it differs a little bit. I have.
So you're getting help off parents?
Parents, yeah. So it's I'm leaving them with the next best thing to myself, you know. Yeah. So it is a bit different. Would I be happy leaving them in a creche the whole time? No, that would definitely change my circumstances.
And there's a lot of people out there that don't have that support from family. So they've no choice but to stay
home. So as far as you're concerned, what you're hearing here from Lisa about these women going to their yoga classes in their gym clothes and everything else, you see that as just begrudgery, basically.
Oh, 100%. She's jealous and she's judgmental, thinking, how can they do that? How can they do that when I have to work? Because they've got a good work-life balance. They've got their life in order.
And Casey, let me ask you, would you not love to be, like, when the kids are at school, being off going to yoga classes and meeting up with girls for a cup of coffee?
My daughter gets out of school at 2 and I go to get my, like, I finish work at midday. I'm home. I get a bit of cleaning done, the house, get a wash on. It's great. And there's myself. Then I go back around and get my daughter. And we'll go home and I get my son then an hour later and we'll have lunch and everything. And it's brilliant. I can have both. I'm on the phone then to work. I can still take the kids out if I need to. I'm very lucky. I have the best of all worlds. But there's nothing wrong. You don't want to villainize stay-at-home mothers and make them out to be lazy, but you don't villainize working mothers either, because I think there's a lot to be said for having something that you can be very proud of, something your stamp in society as well.
Okay, what about a mother then that drops the kids off to the creche at 8 in the morning and doesn't collect them until 6:30 in the evening? And don't say they don't exist.
Oh, listen,
they do.
I used to work in a creche. Yeah. I used to see it 7:00 to 7:00 and it was always the same parents every single day.
Okay, so you're in a fortunate position that you don't do that, you're home at lunchtime-ish.
See, the thing is that if these parents are genuinely working and need their kids to be there that length of time, that's different. But I know there used to be parents leaving them there and heading off to go and get coffee and going home and have a nap before they get their kids. That I didn't like, because I'm like, your kid has been here all day, go and take your kid home and give your kid dinner and spend a bit of time with them. Do you know what I mean?
But okay, stay there for a second.
It's this mentality that working mothers are cold and put their careers first. My kids come first.
But would you not say a mother like that who drops the child in from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening is cold?
I would say it's cold if you are at home and you're not collecting your child because you want some me time. And look, we all do need me time, but I think it's nice. I'm proud of the fact I work and I'm teaching my kids. They see me at work and taking calls on the laptop and they learn. If you want nice things in life as well, you have to work for them. It's nothing wrong with setting an example of, you know, hard work and good, especially if you have a job you love. You see, I'm as well in the lucky position that a lot of people go into work and like, oh, I hate my job, I'm not going in. I have a job that I love. I love what I do. So, I mean, but I think there's a lot to be said for also having your stamp in society and also your own bit of money as well, making your own bit of money.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Linda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Linda?
Hello. I think that every parent, at least one, should stay at home up until the child is school-going age and then get off your bloody ass and go and get a job. How can you be a stay-at-home mom when your kids are in school? Explain that to me.
Well, when they're in primary school, they're only in school till after lunchtime.
Half two. I'm here at my child's school now, yeah. Now I'm off work 6. But I work full-time. I have 3 children. When I come home in the evening time, I do the washing. Every Sunday is my house cleaning day. So why is it the parents who are working are getting slated here when these lazy fuckers are dropping their kids to school, going home. Don't tell me they spend 6 hours a day cleaning the house, because no one does. So that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. And half of them, I guarantee, are on the social welfare, and that's why they choose to stay at home, because they probably get more. But don't claim to be a stay-at-home mom when your children are in school, because you're not a mom. You don't have kids at home.
Okay, I know it was a long time ago, but when I was a kid, my mom was at home until we were teenagers. She went back to work when we were in our teens.
I don't mean it in a bad way, but you're a bit like myself, and that was a totally different generation
Tell me what was different. The point I made a while ago
the men went out on walks, the women stayed at home. That's the way it was back then.
My mom was always there for us. Always there for us when we were kids. We never had to go looking for her. We knew where she was. And that was a bit of security when you were a kid. I'm asking, what's wrong with that?
Well, you're not a kid if you're a teenager. Come on now.
No, okay. My mom did go back to work when we were teenagers, okay? Up until the age of maybe 10 or 11, my mom was at home. You're saying when the kids go to school, that's a time to get up off your lazy arse and go back to work.
Yeah, it is.
So to a mother who's listening to us right now, who is still at home, her kids are in school, and for whatever reason she chose, or was able to choose, to stay at home with her kids and be there for them when they come home and all of that, do you think that they are lazy if they choose to stay at home?
Yeah, because they get paid off the government to sit on their ass watching Netflix while the kids are in school. That's the reality of it. Don't tell me that they're cleaning and they're doing this. And like, even go back to college part-time. Go and get a part-time job. Do something.
And again,
I kind of can see where she's coming from, as in, like, there's working parents who literally work till 5, 6, aren't getting home till 7 o'clock in the evening every day, and they're getting their cleaning done in the time that, and they've got less time. So what? Where are the 6 hours gone? I get her point. I get her question.
No, but this comes back to the ladies having coffee in the morning and going to yoga classes and all of that. But again, if their lifestyle, if they're able to financially do that, financially afford that,
how would they be able to financially do that?
I don't know, if they have a partner who's got a decent job.
Yeah, but no, you couldn't. Not in this day and age. No, one parent cannot supply a whole house unless they get an aid from the government. Let's be real about it.
How were they able to do it a generation or two ago when the money was shite?
Come here, my dad was a builder and he earned a good wage, and the cost of living wasn't as high. So you can't really compare to when we were younger to this generation, Adrian. You can't. Impossible.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second, and our number is 0858252626. Basically what she's saying is, if you have kids and your kids are in school, get up off your arse and go back to work. That's really what she is arguing. Our number is 0858252626. Let's bring in Amanda on this.
Hi guys, Amanda here. I think it's wild to me to hear this, because a lot of girls that are raising their kids, like, I'm 33 years of age and I'm in a stage in my life where I want to be at home with my babies and raise them, and I'm in it luckily enough that I've got that opportunity to do that. And when they start school, I'll go back to work, I'll go back to the rat race, do what I have to do and whatever. But I'm never going to get these 5 years back. These few years where having small kids, I will never get that back. Having all the force with them, being there with them. And a lot of women out there, they don't get even the choice to do this. And I feel sorry for them women, because they probably would prefer to be at home with their kids. And it's not us versus them. It's all of us helping each other, and if we all just support each other, it might just be a bit easier, instead of being like, here, you get to stay at home, yeah, well, you get to go to work, you know.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What do you make of what you're hearing here, that if you have kids who are at school, get up off your arse and get back to work, basically?
Oh, God. I had my kids when I was 33 and 35.
Okay.
From I was 15, I worked. My last job when I had my kids was I was a full-time dental nurse, helping an implantologist, assisting an implantologist in Blanchardstown. I left my house every day at 6:30, went into work. I didn't get home until 8 o'clock in the evening, up until I had my second child.
Okay.
Then I decided to stay at home with the boys. I'm telling you something now. If I could hop in my car every morning with a coffee, put the radio on, drive an hour to work, do a day's work, be patted on the back for doing my day's work and be handed a wage for it, and I knew my children were getting looked after perfectly, I would do it.
But you obviously don't do
it's
that.
Easy. No, I stay at home now. I stay at home 7 days a week. My partner works 6 days a week. I stay at home.
And can I ask what age your kids are?
One is 6 and one is 4.
Okay, 6 and 4. So the six-year-old is in school.
Exact same as mine.
Okay, the six-year-old is in school.
Till 2 o'clock.
Till 2 o'clock. The 4-year-old will be going to school probably next.
He's in creche till 12.
He's in creche till 12 and will be going to school probably next year. So, when your second child goes to school, will you go back to work?
I'd love to go back to work. I loved my working life. I loved when I was.
Okay, so what's stopping you?
Who's going to pick and drop the children?
Now, Linda, I have to go back to you on that. Basically, she would like to work, but it's much more practical for her to stay at home and look after her kids, even when they're at school.
Well, she's saying there like that, like, come here, listen, we've all walked. Like, I'm 48 years of age. I walked full time. When I had my 3 children, I left them. When they started school, I went back. You're saying that, like, oh, like, how do I pick them up from school?
Yeah.
Take a lunch break like Katie does. Walk from home. Everywhere, nearly 50% of jobs now. Nearly 50% of jobs are remote and hybrid for insurance companies. Loads of them.
Dental nurse is a hybrid. Dental nurse is how do I assist from home with hybrid? Pass the dentist a scalpel from home, is it?
You walk from home.
How do I
since COVID, majority of jobs are work from home. Get a job that is from work from home.
I can't afford an iPad. I can't afford an iPhone. I stay at
home. No, jobs. Hang on. If you go to work as a sales rep, they provide you laptop.
But, you heard there, Linda, her job.
I don't have a wage coming into my bank account every month, so I can pay for these things.
Okay, and Linda, you just...
That's a lot of pressure for your husband working 6 days a week while you stay at home.
My husband, right, so he
working
goes to work...
Working 6 days a week, yeah.
So he's gone to work what he's done since he was 15. He leaves the house at 6 o'clock. He comes in at 6 o'clock. He earns the money. That's his job. When we decide,
would you not take some of the load off him instead of him walking 6 days a week?
Do you think I'm taking a load off him, rearing his children,
rearing your children as well? They're both your children.
I am taking a load off him, rearing his children, dealing with school,
Hang on, I do the exact same. Your child is in school. And you just said your other child is in creche.
Do you think my husband knows the teacher's name? Do you think my husband knows the coach's name for football? Do you think he knows where they go?
And can I ask you...
Linda, the
fact of the matter is that this woman works as a dental nurse, and that's not the sort of job you can do from home now.
No, but you could do part-time.
I could do part-time. So I'm going to rock up to a job and I'm going to say, where everyone is battling for jobs at the moment, and I'm going to say, do you know what? I can't open my laptop until 10 o'clock in the morning. And I can't. And I'm going to shut it again.
Why can't you open it until 10? Why do you have to open it at 10?
Because that's the time I get back, because I walk my children to school.
It sounds like a whole lot of excuses for me. That's what that is.
Excuses. Really? Yeah, I don't have a mother, or I don't have a sister, or I don't have a niece that can collect my children and can drop them and pick them. I am doing this on my own. I don't see my husband for 12 hours a day. He doesn't see them in the morning. He doesn't see them at bedtime.
Well, let me ask you then, Katie, let me ask you, are you enjoying it? It sounds like you're not.
I enjoy every minute of it until I turn on the radio and I hear people like your caller fucking backstabbing me because I'm able to stay at home and rear the children I wanted.
When you're at home and you're wrong, you're doing fuck all. That was my point. So you can't say you're staying at home on if you don't have your kids at home with you.
I keep the car clean. I keep the car on the road. I do.
So do I. So does everyone have bloody mother.
I got a
load of everyone have mother. What do you want, the fucking medal?
Sounds like you want one, love.
No, because I'm not the one here bragging about it, honey. You are.
Yes, you were. You're the one that rang in giving out about the mammies at home. Sounds like you're a bit jealous.
Well, how can you be a mammy at home if your child is in school, you're at home on your own? You're not in a mother role then, are you?
What do you think? What do you think they were doing until now? I was at home for 4 years with them before they went anywhere.
So was I. So was I. And then they went to school and I went and got a job.
Okay, let me
ask. Who picks and collects your kids?
Katie, let me ask you. Actually, that's a very good question. Who picks and collects your kids, Linda?
My husband drops them, then he goes to work. I start at 6 a.m. in the morning, so I finish at 8 a.m.
So you're getting help. So you're getting help. I don't think my husband can drop my children. He's in Clontarf every morning at 7:30. I don't think my husband can do that.
My point is, listen, if you took some of the workload off him and you started working, he wouldn't be working as much.
Stop saying that, because I don't see my husband doing food shops, doing the cooking, doing the cleaning, scrubbing the floor.
Oh, you're a 1950s. You're a 1950s mother. That's what you are.
You're contradicting yourself, love. If I came home from school and sat on the couch watching This Morning all day, what am I then? A lazy bitch. So you're contradicting yourself. So I think you should organise your argument and then pick up the phone.
Let me ask you. I have to say, I love this podcast some days. I really do. I absolutely adore it.
I think it's absolutely disgusting that another woman is on here, on the line, giving out about another woman. It is absolutely disgusting. The easiest thing to do is get your ass out of bed, get a shower, get dressed, throw yourself in the car and go to work. That is the easiest thing to do.
Linda.
You don't have to. Linda, okay. Come home and look after your family. Yeah, it's so easy.
Linda, Katie is one of the women that you were having a dig at. You've heard her reasons for staying at home. She would like to work, but it just isn't feasible or practical, so she chooses to stay at home. You still think women like her are being lazy?
Yeah, because I just think it's a lot of excuses. Every time you pull a pint to her, she has an excuse for it, and they're not even valid excuses.
But do you not think you're getting help that at least once a morning your husband is dropping your children to school so you can get yourself to work?
No, because we alter. I do a week of early, he does a week of late, and we alter it. What I'm saying is, if you and your husband done that, you'd be able to work instead of making him work 6 days a week.
My husband can't do that in the job he does. So what do we do? Where's the excuse now?
There's no excuse. I'm just making a point.
My husband isn't at work. Every morning at 7:30, he gets the sack. So what am I supposed to do? My mother lives in Galway. I have two brothers living in Australia. Who am I supposed to... Who's supposed to help me?
Do me a favour, Katie. Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. I can hear you're very annoyed over this. Have you heard this sort of attitude from other people?
From other people, no. To be fair, most people say the hardest thing is staying at home. Most people do say that. It's definitely hard for a girl that went to college, had a career, had a great wage, had an absolutely fantastic lifestyle. I was in Dublin Airport every second weekend and all that's gone. Everything gets paid in this house before I even get to go to the hairdressers. The mortgage is paid, the car's paid, the kids are looked after. Everything is paid. And if there's anything left at all, I might get a trip to the hairdressers once a month.
It sounds almost like you resent the life you have now in favour of the life you used to have.
Because I decided at 33 I was going to have children. They were planned. I had an absolutely unreal life until then. Me and my husband have been together for 20 years. At 33, I decided to have children. And this is the stage. This is my life now. But I've got a good education and I've got a good personality that I know when I have my children reared and they're happy to come in and out of school, I will jump back into the workforce. I don't need
to
people
me,
like
you sound like
harder.
Somebody who is very ambitious and is motivated. You definitely.
I did an SNA course from a laptop that I borrowed off my mother-in-law and I sat and did that. When my child was 2 years old and I was
no, you definitely don't sound like the type of mother who's sitting around all day, you know.
No, I'm not.
Scratching yourself.
Okay, but you still have no intention of going back to work anytime soon.
The harder it is to get back into the workforce.
But who is going to collect my children at 9 o'clock in the morning?
No, I understand. I understand the difficulty. And you, to me, sound like somebody who wants to actually work.
If I had someone here living in Downturn in County Kildare that said, drop your children into me, I'll walk them to school. There's no one happier that will hop in my car and fly to work.
Katie, hang on there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Martin on this.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry I won't be able to come on today, but here's my opinion on this. I don't think it's a lack of ambition. I think it's the fact that they're kept women. You know, their husbands are probably all right for a bob. They don't have to work. They have the lifestyle, you know. They pull up in the morning once the kids are dropped off to school in the Range Rover or that into the gym. Have their Gym Plus coffee gear all over them. They go then after their yoga class and they go and have a coffee or a matcha or whatever this shite is called. They're all on these days with a circle of friends that are in the same predicament as them, that they don't need to work. They've probably got a cleaner at home so they can afford to go out and, time-wise, afford to go out to yoga or whatever, do a bit of shopping. They come home then, they throw the kids after school, so why not? They can afford it. They can go and have another yoga class or go for a swim or chill out with their friends or whatever. Don't really see an issue with it. You know, if you know they're not, it's not like they're on the dole run and they're not scrounging. The husbands are probably paying enough tax if they're worth enough money. So I don't think it's a lack of ambition. Just that they don't need to work.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, Joseph.
I just have to say, I'm thoroughly enjoying this morning because to hear women give out about other women on this subject has been refreshing. And to hear Katie and the original person, Lisa, I think you called her, to say that, to call other women out on this, I have to be blunt, staying at home isn't a job. You're just doing what everyone has to do anyway. So that they're kind of making out that it's some sort of noble calling, ironing and feeling clothes and cleaning the house. Do we not all have to do that anyway? Like, honest to God, to stay at home mum spoil my pit, and your one sounds like a lazy child. Go and get a job.
Nobody's going to be there to collect your kids. You've already heard her explain.
Sorry, who does
get,
your
get, hang on, get a,
who does your
get a part-time job.
Who does
get a part-time
cleaning?
Job.
Who does
my
your
wife?
Cleaning?
My wife brings the kids to school for what, 8:45, and she picks them up at 2:30. Between 9:30 and 2:30, she works part-time. She pays her taxes.
What does she do?
These bloody stay-at-home mums.
I paid my taxes for 20 years. Thank you.
Spongers, as far as I'm concerned.
What's the job she does?
That's not relevant. The job she does is a part-time job.
I think it is.
She used to work. Hang on for a second. She used to work full-time in finance. Now she does part-time bookkeeping. That's it. She does that from home. Right. There are an abundance of jobs out there. But people saying there's not. Oh, go upskill then, for God's sake. You've got 6 hours during the day to upskill.
I'm an SNA. I have upskill to
an
SNA, but I have to go to school to do that.
And have you received any SNA placements in any schools? Have you asked around? Have you sent in your CV? Because that's something you could do part-time.
I'm on every waiting list in the school. I'm on the waiting list.
And if you were offered a job tomorrow, you'd take it, would you?
Who would bring my children to school?
If you get a part-time job, you could.
Who will bring my children to school, Joseph? They are 6 and 4.
You could bring your kids. You could bring your children to school and then go off to
school.
You work here.
Ready for my pupils? I know there's a school around here that opens at 8:45.
You're putting stumbling blocks everywhere. You're making excuses for yourself. You absolutely are.
I cannot run off to work. I have to have someone here minding my children.
Well, find something that works for you then. Ask
find
around more. There are loads of jobs
me.
Out there. People giving out in this country.
Katie, can I ask you a question? This is a genuine question. Where are your kids while you're screaming the house down?
They're out the front playing with their friends.
Oh, right. Okay. That's grand because they can't
hear you. Do you know children that play outside on the front with their friends?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian, I must say as well. Somebody made a point that they think women are stuck in the 50s. And I'd have to agree because during the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe even the 80s, it was sustainable to have a one income household. You could afford a house back then. Those days are fucking gone. And the women that are stay-at-home mums need to realise it. I am sick and tired.
No, but listen, hang on. Listen to what Katie said. She is in a fortune. Oh, there's the kids. She's have to hang it up. There's the kids coming back into the room. The fact of the matter is, Joseph, she's in a fortunate position that even though he works hard, they are able to live off her husband's income.
Sponging off the husbands, then. That's what's happening. You see this with Gen Z now and all of these dating shows. One of the most important questions they ask before they live in relationships is how much do you fucking earn? That's the world we're living in now. This over-reliance on the man to provide, that was fine during the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, but those days are gone. We don't live in an Ireland anymore that allows these women to sit on their fat fucking arses and drink coffee while their kids are in school. Go out and work and pay your taxes. That's what I say. I'm sick and bloody tired of it. And those that say, oh, we can't afford this, we can't afford that, they're probably just back from fucking Salou or somewhere. I'm done with them.
Again, this all sounds like absolute begrudgery. That if somebody is in a position to stay at home with their children, surely they should be praised for doing that. Surely they should be admired for doing that.
Praised for doing shag all. There's just things we all have to do anyway.
Do you not think it's commendable, Adrian, to have... I know it's commendable as well to decide to stay at home with your kids. It is a very difficult job, as I said earlier. But do you not think it's commendable for somebody to say, you know, I want to make my own money. I want to have something that's just for me. When I go into work, that is like my time. House, kids, all of that. Unless there's a problem with the kids or anything and I need to go, that's different. But when I'm in work, I am in work. And it's just, it's your little piece of something that's just for you. Because when you're a mother, you're not just a mother. You're a chef, you're a referee, you're everything. And it's a non-stop
job. I understand all that. But again... Is the most important job in your life not
my
the
children.
Rearing of your
no,
kids?
No, it is. I can have both. But it is. My children come first before everything else. But that's not to say I don't enjoy opening my laptop every morning and doing the job that I do. And I get great satisfaction from it. It's a personal sense of pride that's different to the pride you get from your family. I commend any mother who does both, because it is difficult to do both as well. Like, I know staying at home with kids full time is very difficult, but it's also not a walk in the park to go to work and you're under pressure, your deadlines, you want to get stuff done. Like, it's a full time juggling system. That's what it is. You've all your plates are in the air.
If you stay at home, none of that juggling.
Your focus is on your home and your kids. There's definitely more plates. You've less time to do your washing and your cleaning. So a lot of the time on weekends, you're spending catching up with stuff you didn't get to do during the week. As I said, I'm lucky I'm home early enough. But for parents who get in 6 o'clock in the evening, then they have to do dinners and
no, but this comes back to the point of surely we should be praising women or men for that matter who choose to stay at home.
But why? What about women who choose to go to work
instead of slagging them off as being lazy? I mean, Joseph, that's literally what you're saying. If you're a stay at home,
they are absolutely lazy. And I mean, Adrian, as you know, when we've spoken on this show before, I used to live in Tala, and I often find myself driving by baffled how these women with 5 hours or 6 hours in their day can't at least throw on a bit of lippy or makeup and brush their hair and get out of those fucking pajamas before they pick up their kids at 2:30. They're literal spongers. People in this country, the far right, giving out of the foreigners sponging off this stage. Well, I think we should look closer to home with this stuff. We're paying for this.
No. Well, in fact, I'll read a message that came into us just a moment ago. And it said, basically, my husband... works full time. I stay at home, but he gets my tax allowances. My husband has my tax credits, so he brings home more money because of me. So I'm not sponging.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, I tell you, my wife.
Well, no, Joseph, that is a factual statement, and that's if you're married, your partner, if one of you is working, can take all the tax allowances. So earn more money.
No, they do. They play clever and they push out more babies for the old children's allowance as well, don't they? They get what they can out of the state. You know, the more babies you push out, the more money you get. I mean, my wife, she'd go to the nail salon for hair appointments every month. And at the start of the month, she can't get in the fucking door with all of these women going in with their children's allowance, which is hardly for the kids, by the way. Yet there they are getting their eyelashes and all. Every bloody start of the month, she's given up on it. And I see it all the time.
Spongers. Stay-at-home mums are spongers.
They're making out.
Rather than women to be admired for putting their children first.
I'm talking about
that.
The women.
Stop with that narrative.
No.
Stop with that narrative that mothers who go to work aren't putting their children first.
But stop with the narrative that they're lazy as well.
I didn't say they're lazy. I think some of them are. I think some of them do go home and sit in their holes and watch reruns of Jeremy Kyle. I do think that. I don't think all of them
are. They're banging on like it's some sort of vocation that they have to iron the clothes and feed the house.
Are you saying that I don't put my kids first when I go to work every day? Because if I got a call from the school saying my daughter, my son has so much as had a fever, they come first and that's it. Always and forever. No matter what age they are, they will always come first. Even when they're grown up, even when they're 14, 50 years old, if I'm still alive, they will always come first. Are you saying that parents who choose to work then, mothers
no, I can't understand why
not to put their kids first?
I can't understand why we wouldn't admire women who choose to stay at home with their children. That's all. That's
but
all.
You're saying, you know, because the words you used were who choose to put their children first.
Obviously, they're staying at home. Obviously, they're staying at home to put their children before any job or anything else.
But some parents don't. That's what
I know. Some parents don't have that luxury.
That's very offensive to parents who don't have.
I know some people don't have the luxury, but for those that do, all I'm hearing is absolute begrudgery against them. Let me bring in another Linda on line one. Linda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
What did you want to say, Linda?
I want to say he's great crack, isn't he?
Who, Joseph?
Seriously. I've just went back to work this week. My son is 7. My husband was able to support us. So, now I ran back to work because it's a break going back to work. Now, I see both sides of the fence there. I mean, working mothers do as much, but stay-at-home mothers do an awful lot. But I was in a position to be able to stay at home while my husband supported us. And it was tough work. I went back this week because my child is 7 now. He's gone into first class. And
how do you feel? I was about to ask you, how do you feel about that? How are you feeling about going back to work?
I love it. I do it for not the money. We don't actually, you know, I do it for my own headspace to have adult conversation, to be using my brain again. Not that you're not using your brain when
isn't it feeling like you're part of the world again, like you're part of something bigger than the home. And like I said, that's not to diss or put down any mothers who've decided to stay at home and have taken that, you know, made that choice, but it's to recognize
but those women are those women are being dissed. They literally
are. I have to say I loved and I feel very privileged that I was able to stay at home.
Let me ask you then, would you like to have continued to stay at home?
Well, no, it was my decision to go back. It was my decision. I'm 7, like I was in the corporate world before I had my child. Mm. And so it was a big shock to the system. And so it's nice to go back now. It was time for me, but I think it's a very personal choice. Everybody's circumstances.
Okay, let me ask you. So you made that decision to go back to work. What is your view then? On you felt it was time. Your child was in school and was probably a little bit more independent and whatever. What do you think of other women or men who pass that point when the child is 7 and decide, no, well, I'm still staying at home?
Well, it's their decision. Like, I mean, it's hard work at home as well. It really is hard work at home with kids. And I've only one. So, like, if you have more than one child, you have to take into account childcare, the expense of it. Is it actually financially beneficial for you to go back to work after you've paid for childcare? Not only that, it's so hard to get. Like, trying to get my son cared for while I go back to work is near impossible. It's really, really hard. So I have to do the hours the same as him. So, and that's not easy to come by, them type of jobs.
Okay,
you know?
You obviously got one that you've been able to work around his hours.
Yeah. I studied for it last year, and this year I put it into practice in a working environment.
So you're delighted to be back to work, and it's working out well for you.
I'm delighted to be back in work. I actually ran back to work because, as Katie says, you do feel like you're part of something bigger, and you're getting adult conversation. You kind of feel normal again, but it's tough work staying at home with your child. Like, you do feel like
for me a big thing is, like, let's say I'm chasing a story and I really want to get someone on, and I get that person like today. Yes, great interview today. Mm-hmm. Yes, Adrian was working with me earlier on. Those moments, and you can have all the great moments with your family, and there's nothing like the joys of your kids, but there's nothing like the satisfaction from working on something and seeing results there, hearing them, you know, live on air and knowing, well, I had something to do with that. And there's nothing wrong with taking pride in being a career person or being proud of your job, or there's nothing wrong with, you know, having an interest outside of the home as well.
And Linda, is there any downside to you being back at work at all?
Well, now I've only started back this week, so okay, not at the moment. But what I can say is I'm running home to my son, excited to see him. So it's kind of rejuvenating me as well, like I am.
It does, doesn't it? It definitely gives you, like, when I see my daughter coming out and her leaning out from school every day, I'd be racing up to the school gates to get her. I am dying to see her. Whereas I took a couple of days actually off last week, or the week before, because she started school and I took time off to have her there. And she's like, I'd done it all. I'd gone home, got the cleaning back up. But when you're working, you're like, you're rushing to see them, because you didn't see them that morning. And I'm texting my mother-in-law. I'm saying, do you have any videos of them? Are they awake? Can you send me a picture? So you can still be involved, you know.
100%. Yeah. And you don't want to miss out on anything. I will say, Adrian, you said, is there any downside? If he was younger, I would have hated to miss out on, like, do you know, the moments where he takes his first steps or says his first words, stuff like that. And I was lucky enough.
Okay, to go back to the point of the conversation, you don't really have an opinion on women who choose to stay at home after the age of 7, as you've admitted.
No, it's their choice. I mean, there's different circumstances for everyone, and I think, like, the judgmental about all of this is absolutely ridiculous. You're not in that woman's shoes or man's shoes. You don't know their circumstances. So mind your own business.
And that's what struck me about the begrudgery that we heard from that lady Lisa in her message at the very start. Thanks very much indeed, Linda. Squeeze in one final message from Helen.
Can't believe what I'm listening to on your show. Children benefit from one parent being at home. I work with children, especially in the behaviour issues. Children benefit from one parent being at home. And to attack that lady, Katie, because she's at home, is absolutely disgusting. She's doing a job. She's doing the right thing for her family. Whatever suits every family should be respected.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Helen, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. What a lively conversation that was. If you have anything that you would like us to debate on Opinions Matter, send us a WhatsApp at any time of the night or day to 085 825 2626. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.